We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey, Dom, first of all, how are you feeling physically?
I feel good. Obviously, you know, not too happy. We lost two games, but physically, I feel good.
Were you worried when you first hit the wall there that was going to be something more serious?
I wasn't too worried. Obviously, I hit it pretty hard, and obviously, I was trying to, you know, hold it together to get back up. But, you know, I felt good. I felt ready to go, and I feel fine.
Dom, now that it's official that you guys won't be in the postseason, why do you think that this group was unable to fully find its footing the way that you guys expected you would and expect to make the postseason the way you thought you did?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mix of different reasons. Obviously, like I said a couple of days ago, we've been dealing with the injury bug all year, and it's kind of sometimes hard to overcome that, and that's just something that we weren't able to overcome. But we fought hard. We fought to, you know, the last pitch, even tonight. And obviously, we weren't able to overcome certain circumstances, but it just showed the character of the group. We never gave up. We never gave away games. And, you know, we competed to the last out. And like I said before, that's all I could ask for.
Dom, for you personally, what is the oddity of this year, where on the one hand, you are clearly upset that the team did not reach its goal, but you personally are able to finally break out and prove the type of player that you can be in this league. So how do you kind of look at this season as a whole?
Yeah, I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. Obviously, every year our goal is to, win as many games as we can and hopefully make the playoff pitcher, and then obviously, you know, make that push into the World Series. And it's another year I'm with the club, and we had a great team going into camp, and we held each other at the highest standard. And a playoff pitcher is something that we all agreed on and wanted to accomplish. And for us to not accomplish that, like I said, I don't care about personal stats or accolades or accomplishments or any of that. I mean, I care about us winning ball games, us getting to the postseason, and us winning a World Series. So me personally, you know, I'm not too happy. I probably won't, you know, sleep well over the offseason. And we're going back to the drawing board and trying to figure out what it needs to take to get to the playoffs.
Hi, Dom. What was your takeaway from Luis's message after the second game tonight?
You know, we had a weird year for, you know, every club. Obviously, you know, we didn't get to where we wanted to go. And we don't need to harp on that too much, because we're all a little bit upset and frustrated about it. But, he led us great. He was a great leader, and, he instilled, a lot of, just reassurance that, you know, we're heading in the right direction, and we just need to work on some things. And obviously, we didn't play clean baseball every day, and so we all know that, and we all want to address what we need to fix and come back in the 2021 better. So we're all just looking forward to getting back to the offseason, getting back to the drawing board, and coming back in 2021 and, you know, trying to be that playoff team that we all know we can be. And it's easier, you know, said than done. We know it's a lot of work that we need to do, so we can't wait to go out and put in that work so we can go do it.
And after he left, did any of you guys get up and say anything to the group?
I mean, you know, locker room conversations is for the locker room. You know, it's just something that, you know, I don't want to discuss with you guys. But, yeah, we did have a, you know, a little conversation. And, you know, the guys are obviously a little bit upset. But we know we need to do in this offseason to come back stronger in 2021.
Thank you.
Dom, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Hold on. I just want to clear up. I mean, it was no way any of those managers or coaches, staff was going to pull me out of that game. I felt perfectly fine. I was ready to go. And, you know, baseball is a tough sport, and sometimes people forget that. So that's just me reminding them that, you know, we're out here, we're grown men, and we play hard. So I don't want you guys to speculate on, you know, if I should have been taken out. They gave me the concussion test and I was fine. So that's just something that I decided to stay in the game because I wanted to help my team win. So that's all I got to say. Thank you, guys.